We're bonus,
Yeah.
pretty just look. Always here wants to say Hebrews 7:25. Therefore, he's able once and forever to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. We all heard of filters. They have filters for vents, for heating and cooling vents, filters to purify water. They have filters for all sorts of things. They are used to remove dust and dirt that passes through. It helps keep things clean. Let's just say that in short terms. We have that in our life now. We have that as believers of God, the Holy Spirit. He will filter out the good and the bad and let us know if we were doing something we shouldn't. And we can do this for ourselves too, but sometimes we miss some things because what I think is okay, he will say, no, this isn't. What is bad for one person might not be bad for another. We all are different. And that's why we must bring everything to the Holy Spirit so that he can help us filter it out. The filtering is a process, and sometimes what happens to us, a lot of times we might miss something, even actual filters. It might miss a few things and let things in that shouldn't. But as we grow in God, he'll show us what we should be looking for and what we should be doing. We should hear him when he speaks. And a lot of times we miss things because we are so focused on the big sins and the big things. We miss the small things too. And we let it slide because it's something that don't seem that big, right? But every sin is a sin in God's eyes. He don't see one sin being bigger than the other sin. Society do though. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. In order for us to filter our lives, we must be sober minded and watchful. We can't be sober-minded by being high as a kite. We can't be sober-minded by drinking excessively, but we can be sober-minded by reading our word and praying and to be watchful. We must hang around. We must be watchful who we hang around and who we talk to and what we watch on TV and on our phones, because sometimes we allow things in because we just watch whatever entertains us. And sure, there's a lot of shows we love, but we can't watch it because they place us things and images in our mind that will lead us astray. Exodus 15:26 says this, saying, will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes. Give ears to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I will put none of this disease on you, but I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer. The Holy Spirit wants us to look at this. It says, you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God. What does diligently mean? To be thorough, but we must listen to his voice thoroughly. And when we do this, we will hear him say, no, not this, Lou. No, not this, Bob. Yes, this, Mary. You could do that. You could do this. You will hear him tell you what is right. We can't filter everything ourselves. That's why we must wait for the voice of God. As Christians and believers, we can't do this on our own. We can't do this alone. We must do this with him, not against him. He also says that what we do is right. We have to do what's right in his sight. We might think this is okay. We might want to do this and do that. But if it's wrong in his sight, we have to be obedient to his voice at all times. What happens is a lot of times we think, I can do this. He'd be okay. And no, my friends, we shouldn't let our wants and desires stop us from filtering the things that passes through to us. In order to walk a holy life, we must filter every day what we do and who we even are around. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for the word today, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to be with us. We ask you to save our souls, Father God, if our souls are not saved. Father God, forgive us of any sins we've done, knowing and unknowingly. Father God, help us to filter out what you have told us to filter out. Help us to hear your voice when you speak, Father God. Help us seek you digitally, Father God, and not just when we want to, Father God. But help us to always seek you first. Father God, help us to put you ahead of our life, Father God. Father God, every day we go to work, we go this place, we go that place, walk with us. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to be kind. Help us to be compassionate, Father God. Father God, help us to do what you want us to do. Help us to be obedient to you, Father God. Help when we read your word that we understand it, that we just don't be hearers, but we be hearers and doers of your word. Father God, forgive us if we haven't been doing that. Forgive us if we've been going the opposite direction. Father God, keep us in, and we thank you for your many, many blessings, for everything in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm Prophet Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow any platform. Remember to share with family. of our friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.